Thank you all for joining today. As I said, I'm David Mazur. I'm the advocate with the Environment New York Research and Policy Center. The Environment New York Research and Policy Center is a statewide affiliate of Environment America, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that conducts research, policy analysis, and public education. We illuminate problems facing our natural world, advance solutions, and work to inspire intelligent debate on how to put our country and the planet on a greener and healthier path. We're joined today by Dr. Sam Moore, who's a primary care physician, in the Buffalo area. And we're here today to release Safe for Swimming, our biennial report documenting pollution at New York's beaches and steps that we can take to stop that pollution. Before we begin our remarks, let's just take a look at Woodlawn Beach here behind us. On a hot summer day like today, what could be more refreshing than splashing in these waves? We know that Lake Erie beaches are well known and beloved for residents of Buffalo and for visitors from far and wide. And in fact, swimming at beaches like this one is a prime summertime joy for countless New Yorkers. That's one of the reasons our nation adopted the Federal Clean Water Act over 50 years ago, to make sure all of our waterways are safe for swimming. Unfortunately, too often, our beaches are plagued with pollution that can make swimmers sick. I'll begin by summarizing our research on Buffalo area beaches and then discuss a timely opportunity we have to make our beaches safer. To understand the risk of pollution at our beaches and what it poses to our health, our researchers looked at tests for bacteria that indicate the likely presence of fecal matter and pathogens at over 335 New York beaches. Now let's just say, swimming in poopy water is just plain gross, and it causes an astonishing number of people to get sick every single year. So what we found is quite alarming. Our findings include, number one, all of Buffalo area beaches tested along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario exceeded the safety threshold at least one day last year. Number two, right here at Woodlawn Beach State Park, the beach water tested potentially unsafe for swimming with higher bacteria levels on 37 days during the 2024 beach season. That's one third of the days tested for water quality at this beach. And in fact, Woodlawn Beach State Park had the highest number of potentially unsafe swimming days for any beach tested across New York State. That's out of nearly 335 beaches tested. Sadly, nearby Hamburg Beach didn't fare much better, ranking third in the state for the number of potentially unsafe days in 2024, 30 days out of 95 days tested at that beach, 32%, a third of the days tested. Other Buffalo area beaches found potentially unsafe for swimming at least once in 2024 included Bennett Beach, Evangola State Park, and Evanstown Park Beach. It also included Niagara County beaches such as Olcott and Camp Keenan, which both had positive tests for exceedances in 2024. So how does this nasty bacteria get into our water at our beaches? Runoff pollution and sewage overflows are key culprits in most places. When our communities are covered with asphalt and concrete, stormwater has nowhere to go. Heavy rain picks up all of the waste on the surface and runs it into nearby waterways or directly into lakes. And that massive flow of stormwater can also overload sewage treatment plants, resulting in the release of raw or partially treated sewage into our waters. Before I get into the solutions, I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Sam Moore, who can talk more about the local health effects. As I mentioned, Dr. Moore is a primary care physician here in the Buffalo area. Dr. Moore, thanks for joining today.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Sam Moore, first name S-A-M, last name M-O-O-R-E. I am a family medicine physician born, raised, and trained here in Buffalo. I work in primary care with individuals of all ages, from children to adults. The Safer Swimming Report from the Environment New York Research and Policy Center has highlighted the health risks posed by water pollution at local beaches throughout New York State, including here along Lake Erie. Water pollution, specifically from contamination with human and animal waste, poses a risk to the health and well-being of all beachgoers. In 2024 alone, the Safer Swimming Report notes that more than half of public beaches in New York State had unsafe levels of such contamination. This resulted in numerous beach closures, including here at Woodlawn Beach, where I've spent many summer days with family and friends. This contamination can lead to potential exposures to harmful bacteria such as E. coli, and as well as numerous other bacteria, viruses, and parasites. All of these have the potential to cause illness, most especially gastrointestinal distress in the form of excessive vomiting and diarrhea, often leading to significant dehydration. Though many of these cases resolve with simple supportive measures at home, many of our more vulnerable populations, especially children, may require admission to the hospital for IV fluids and closer monitoring. This also leads to missed time from summer activities during the recovery period. We also know that other infections can be related to contaminated water exposure. This can include outer ear infections or swimmer's ear, and skin infections such as cellulitis, especially at the site of a pre-existing wound. This leads to additional concern for other vulnerable populations such as the elderly and those with chronic medical conditions that reduce our immune response such as diabetes. While we can take great lengths to emphasize health practices such as frequent hand washing to limit these exposures on an individual level, these same exposures often remain present at our local beaches. This is why it is of vital importance to take steps to reduce this water pollution so we can make the most of our beautiful yet brief Buffalo summers. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Moore. Now, here's the good news from our report today. These are problems that we can solve. Rain gardens, green roofs, permeable pavements, or restoring wetlands, all of these natural or green infrastructure techniques prevent runoff pollution by mirroring nature's ability to absorb heavy rains. Yet these crucial clean water projects cost money. Based on input from New York State and other states, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that we'll need $630 billion over the next 20 years nationwide to deal with sewage, runoff, and other wastewater pollution across the country. So if we really want all of our waterways to be safe for swimming, which is the goal of our National Clean Water Act, we're going to have to dig a little deeper. We'll need our officials at the local, state, and federal level to dramatically expand funding for water infrastructure. If our officials truly prioritize clean water, New Yorkers will be able to enjoy swimming at Lake Ontario and Lake Erie beaches and other beaches all across New York State this year and for generations to come. I'll add, specifically this week, Congress is looking at reauthorizing funding for sewage and infrastructure related to water quality. Unfortunately, while we expect a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives this week, the proposal right now is a dramatic cut in funding for projects that would clean up sewage and be available to localities like here in the Buffalo area, statewide and across the country. So this is a timely issue, not just for beachgoers, but as Congress looks at funding these important initiatives. With that, we can wrap up and take any questions. Thank you all for joining us today.
I just got one quickie for the dog. I mean,
yeah.
It's always been in the water. Okay, you could go out. There could be some kid peeing in it right now if you went out swimming. What's dangerous? I mean, how much poop can you swim through? And really, do you actually see people? Do you actually treat people that said, I went swimming yesterday and now I'm sick? How often does that really happen?
Well, I think that's like the key point, right? You can't always attribute any kind of GI illness specifically to a water exposure. I mean, you go through a child's exposures throughout the day. They might have been playing outside, you know, ate something at lunch, something like that. I think there's evidence to show that there has been some research that has gone to lengths to like explain that there is some relation in some of these cases, but you can't always, you know, say for certain. And I think I would defer to David for the specifics on the rest. But
well, so what do you do though if you do go in the water? What precautions can you take? You know, if the beach is open and they say it's safe to swim, what do you do?
Sorry, would you repeat that one more time?
What's the best precaution, though? People are going to go in the water. They're going in today, and the beach is open, and it wasn't deemed unsafe today.
I think your best mentality is just to kind of heed local environmental warnings. If the beach is closed, you can't go in, obviously. But with that said, I think you just got to keep tabs on your child's exposures. If they take a big gulp of that beach water, I think you got to monitor them closely for the rest of that day. Make sure they're staying hydrated, getting all those electrolytes. And if, you know, God forbid they do have a GI illness, making sure they're, you know, repleting those electrolytes, taking in Pedialyte, things like that, to get quick recovery.
Well, they do test it all the time, right? And when they say it's okay, is it okay?
From my perspective, or at least speaking with David today, that's sort of the main takeaway I've had.
Yeah. What about washing up right after you're out of, you know, the water? Try to, you know, cleanse yourself. And
absolutely. I think, you know, even, you know, post-pandemic, making sure you're maintaining those really important, you know, hand hygiene practices before you eat, having hand sanitizer and at the beach and things like that are certainly extremely effective as well.
You're seeing a lot of people, like, at the beach. How do you get people to hear about these warnings of that there's, you know, all this bacteria in our waters?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is just, sorry, I'm so sorry. it's just, you know, heeding those warnings, you know, staying up to date on your local news flashes saying, you know, the beach is unsafe today, you know, that sort of perspective. I think beyond that, we have to defer to the environmental resources we have and determine, you know, what's the safest practices. But I think, you know, if the beach is open, I think you should be more entitled to enjoy it just as long as you're maintaining those basic health and hygiene standards.
Should beaches have like warnings at all? Like maybe before they come in, just like, hey, water may be contaminated, you know, I don't know, yeah, something
I can
like
answer that.
That,
yeah, if that's helpful. Go for it. Just a few things, maybe. So, number one, every year in the United States, it's estimated that 57 million Americans get sick from unsafe water at beaches. So, we know that this is a chronic problem to your question. It's easy to find often in New York State if your beach is safe for swimming. So, even before we started here, when I pulled up, I went right to the state website. There's a phone number for this park at Woodlawn. You call the phone number, and one of the first things they tell you as they update the automated message every day is, can you swim at the Woodlawn Beach today or not? So the state's made it pretty easy for local beachgoers to get information and know, can they swim today? And often what you will see at beaches like here at Woodlawn is a posting. So to your question, you'll often see a signage saying unsafe to swim today. And I spoke with swimmers who said they've come here on days in the past and have seen those signs. So I think the state is trying to take a number of steps to get the information out and let beachgoers or potential beachgoers know, will it be safe to go to Woodlawn or other beaches in New York State and get the word out, both when it's safe and the risks. Well, certainly it would be critical for New York, the legislature in Albany, and local officials to dig deeper to come up with the funding needed. I'm a big believer this is a problem we can solve. Look, we have the technology today. We put a man on the moon 60 years ago. We should be able to make sure our beaches are safe for swimming every day today. So this is a solvable problem, and it should be a funding priority for state, county, and local officials, as well as the federal government.
Okay.